Hello, I am from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues and would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes.
Great. Thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, flooding storms, and wildfires. Are more suburb, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
A recent study from the federal government has shown that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Disagree.
A strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
And thank you again for your patience. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure that the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I support it.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly support.
Now, a recent analyst found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment use to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
I don't know enough about it.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of the climate change. After each one, please indicate if you support it or oppose it. The proposal, here's the first one. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Do you strongly support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Can you say it again? What was it?
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Yes, I support that.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
I strongly support.
Improving electrical grid reliability.
Strongly support.
Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster.
Somewhat support.
And what about increasing access to public transportation?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Increasing access to public transportation.
Yes, strongly support.
What about expanding quality health care?
Strongly support.
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
I think that needs to be defined better.
Okay. From the options do I have, what do you want me to mark down for you? Strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
I think you'll have to just leave that one out because I don't have enough information.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. This other one here says building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
I would support that, yes.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
I strongly support.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now, how convincing do you find the following statement for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change? Just let me know if this statement is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Here's okay. The first one. The communities who have contributed the last of the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylands is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
The other one says, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that the same companies help pay to protect Maryland's from climate change. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
The other one says climate change is already causing more intense floodings and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, and resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
That's, again, something I would want more detail before I would be able to answer your question.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
It would enhance my opinion.
Okay. So enhance or diminish or no impact?
Enhance.
Okay. The other one says if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or have no opinion on your opinion?
Boy. I have no opinion.
Okay. And if a lawmaker were to support the bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if that cost are passed on to consumers?
Somewhat support that, yes.
If the 2024 elections were held today...
Wait a minute, how many more questions do you have here?
Oh, the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. Let me ask you, in the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president? If the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Biden.
Okay. And what age group are you within? 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, 65 and older?
65 and older.
And which party are you registered to vote?
A Democrat.
And what is your race?
White.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your patience. You have yourself a great evening. Thank you again, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
Bye.